Here's today's No Sweat News.
Keep in mind, Black Crowes tickets on the line tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz.
Hope you caught all the episodes, but if you didn't, no sweat. Just go to the podcast page, leftsidenavbarwret.com. You can check them all out.
All right.
Cam Soda wants to cover the entire cost of your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh?
Cam Soda, the adult website.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in.
And the catch is, it'll pay for your whole Thanksgiving dinner if you set up a camera and live stream the whole thing through their website.
Okay.
So they're...
All right, hold on. Can we be wearing clothing?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be R-rated. Doesn't even have to be PG-13. There's no nudity required. You just have to eat your Thanksgiving dinner with the knowledge that a bunch of people are watching you, possibly pantsless.
Oh, God. Why did you have to say pantsless?
It's certainly Cam Soda is an
especially
adult
because
site.
My dad's going to be passed out on the couch by about 3:30.
Hey, look at how she stuffed that turkey. Mm.
Oh, God.
Really wants my drumstick, huh?
There's a gravy joke, too, but I'm going to leave that for the...
No, go for it.
Leave that for the...
want to hear.
Oh, pour that gravy.
Oh, man.
Let me get my gravy all over you.
Oh, man. This is getting uncomfortable here.
I don't know what I feel.
It's extra warm in here.
I don't know how I... Yeah, you should call HR, Dave.
Open up a window. I'm talking about Thanksgiving dinner. Once people start talking about pouring the gravy in that type of voice, then Davey Mac gets scared.
I think the gravy line killed me.
Oh, no. Carl's having the gravy attack. I'll tell you one thing. If I find out that someone is pantsless and my Aunt Edna is trying to eat her mince pie,
right?
Then, listen, you're one of the most depraved people on the entire planet.
Let's keep the camera off the kids' table, okay?
Oh,
why would anyone want to stream? What, in case there's some sort of family feud that breaks out? Is that what you're interested
in? Yeah, it's clearly for some sort of weird fetish type of person.
I didn't know there was a thing. I consider myself to be somewhat up on the various fetishes that people enjoy.
Oh, look at you.
I mean, you go to Amsterdam 7 or 8 times and you learn a few things.
Sure. Amsterdam.
I didn't know there was a Thanksgiving dinner fetish. That's a new one for me.
Listen, nothing surprises me about fetishes. I gotta tell you.
Where's the rush?
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
What was that line from the Red Hot Chili Peppers? if I knew it was that kind of party, I would have stuck my hoo-ha in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, Jesus.
Now... Story number two goes to JetBlue.
Oh.
You know, the airline.
Yeah.
And when you sign in to become a registered member of the JetBlue Frequent Flyer Club, you gotta pick your security questions, right? Like, my first dog was, or my favorite ice cream flavor is. Or in the case of
Vanilla.
JetBlue, what's the name of your favorite child?
Oh, that's going to be difficult to answer.
It's a little dicey, isn't it?
Because my two children are probably listening right now. I'm going to say you're both tied for last place until your rooms get straightened up.
Until the next one comes along. Well, I'll let you know as soon as we name the next one. That's one of their security questions for JetBlue is, what's the name of your favorite child? And people are thinking that might be a little dicey. I mean, what if it all gets hacked and it's released?
Yeah, I can't go there. Bad karma.
Now, I do have a favorite child.
Oh, my God.
I do.
He's going there.
Right.
I hope they're listening
now. It's whichever one is pissing me off less at that particular moment.
Okay.
It changes.
All right, fine.
Usually by the minute.
Okay. You saved yourself at the end.
And speaking of fetishes, Dateline New Orleans for story number three, final one of the week. A guy in the Big Easy is now jailed on charges that he posed as a mentally ill 18-year-old in order to hire female babysitters whose job it would be to change his diaper.
Okay, that's it. Throw in the challenge flag. Where's the red flag in my back pocket? I got all kinds of questions. What now?
Yes.
What?
The charge is that he did it all with the intent to receive sexual gratification from the diaper change.
And now I'm throwing in the penalty flag. The yellow 15 yards.
Oh.
And awful conduct, 15 yards, back it up.
And the methamphetamine that cops found in his bed, in his bedroom, what about that, you ask? Well, he says it was to treat his attention deficit disorder, amongst other things.
Mm-hmm. Unnecessary meth, another 10-yard penalty on top of it.
This is
ridiculous. this guy hits all kind of lows. Yeah.
Now, he would find the babysitters on an app called Urban Babysitter,
which is
an actual babysitting app. I used a similar app to find the nanny for the boys back when they were born.
Jeez.
But this is the problem, dude. Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's adult websites that have plenty of people who will, quote, unquote, come on over and enjoy the same fetish. Will be happy to change your diaper and probably do it for free. Well, you didn't have to scam, you know, some 20-year-old college girl to come over.
Insane. That's crazy.
Posing as some 18-year-old with
this man's
autism.
A lunatic. Put him in a place with rubber walls on it.
Get him to change your diaper. I mean, there's people who are into that sort of thing.
This guy's like a comic book supervillain, but just really poor at it.
Diaper man.
Diaper man. He's not as cool as like Joker or some of the other guys. He's just diaper man.
But all he wants is a diaper change. So it's, you know, Joker's going to take out the TV talk show host and incite violence throughout the city. This guy just wants his squishy diaper changed.
Oh,
After he sits in it for a little while.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about he's wearing a full diaper, as they say?
Well, why do you change a diaper, Dave?
I'm going to puke. I didn't realize he was actually going in the diaper. This is... I need...
I'm assuming it was number one.
Robin, check.
And number two. That's the No Sweat News for today. Glad we wrapped up on a high point, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up all over this console.
That's
an awful story here.
Tomorrow we do the No Sweat News quiz for Black Crow's tickets.
Hopefully we won't hear that story again. Otherwise I'm going to be throwing up all my E Street bagel all over the place.
It's Black Crow's, not Brown Crow's, Dave.
Oh, God.
I'm going to read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News feature this week, and one I'm going to make up today, a little after 4:20. And if you can spot that phony story, you got a great shot at winning the tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.